Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome to another edition, fantastic edition. I'm so excited, I can't tell you. Edition.
It's an amazing edition of Cheese Please.
Oh, I feel so open now. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
Because I actually got around to cleaning the van, so I have so much more room.
We got rid of a whole bunch of old stuff.
It's so...
We had a yard sale. We even have money.
Money! How much money? I lost count, or we're selling so much stuff at that yard sale, it was crazy.
$57.
Yes?
22 cents.
I never counted all that stuff. I didn't sell any of the cheesy albums, I promise.
No.
But it's so... Wow, there's so much room here in the van. It's like a new studio.
It's like the van doubled or tripled or quadrupled in size.
Wow, and I don't have to use the effects thing and make it really big like that anymore.
No, because it's really big like that all by itself.
Yeah, it's cool, and we're celebrating by having our celebrity slip-up special here on the show this week.
Indeed.
It's a variety of Berts that were celebrities that actually recorded records.
Bert, and Bert.
Well, three Berts, a Chad, a Danny, a Chevy, and a David.
We're going to pick on the Hoff, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're going to start off by picking on the Hoff, aren't we?
Yeah.
Nothing like kicking the man when he's down.
No, his daughter already did that with that video. No. We don't kick him. No.
We love the Hoff.
Yeah, he does it all by himself. We're going to have Chevy Chase a little later with Wild Thing. Actually, shortly. But we're going to start off with the Hoff. And Night Rocker, right here on
Cheese Please.
Woo!
The city lights, they're coming on one by one. So are the stars in the
just you and me. I am the
Four out of five doctors from the Quack Institute agree. This show will rock your mind.
What do you want me to do, draw you a picture?
Cheese, please.
I don't know what to say to that other than, was he forced
Weird.
To make this? Was he forced to make that? Chevy Chase? Famous 80s guy, you know, Fletch, and what other movies was he in?
Yeah, Community with that Joel McHale guy.
He's in that?
Yes.
Oh.
He plays the teacher.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was like some washed up 80 has-been actor.
No, he's still kicking.
Oh, Oh,
but
I,
when it comes to singing, not so much.
I'm glad you actually kept up with things. I had no clue.
I know. You always have no clue. That's the whole fun of it all.
That's not fair. That's not nice. I'm trying. And before that, we had David Hasselhoff with Night Rocker. Yeah, I know. He's on America's Got Talent. I know that one.
Not anymore.
Oh. Well.
They replaced him with Howie Mandel.
Oh. Well, what's he doing? He's got that Knight Rider show. I remember
that's done too.
That's from the 80s.
Yes.
I know that, and I thought it was revised or something. Maybe there's a new Baywatch.
Yeah, he's not in either of those.
Is he in a new Baywatch?
Not anymore.
Oh, well.
He's pretty much at a loose end.
Oh, well.
He tried Dancing with the Stars and was the first one voted off.
Oh, well.
And then he was in Same Name.
Yes.
With some show where you traded places with the person who had the same name as you.
Oh, and how did that work out?
It was canceled after a couple of episodes.
Oh. It's a good thing you have the internet. We don't have TV here in the van.
You know what? I'm not even looking on the internet. I just heard all this stuff through gossip.
Oh, well, fine. My name is Starfield.
I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese, Please.
The Wacky, the Warped, and...
the Weird every week.
And we're featuring our Celebrity Slip-Up special. But Daffodil, for those who don't know, what is a Celebrity Slip-Up?
A Celebrity Slip-Up is a song being performed by someone who perhaps should not have.
Oh, okay.
Or well, singing from someone who's not known for their singing.
That's fair, but the thing is, most celebrities these days, they use auto-tune.
Yeah, most of this is prior to.
So that's why we have to find some sort of not exactly several celebrities you remember. but celebrities that, well...
Some of them are people that you'll know.
Yeah, I suppose.
And some of them are Chad Everett.
Yeah. Chad Everett, probably in most recent fame, is remembered for that Energizer commercial he did with...
I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV.
You remember that Energizer commercial with the money? I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm not a doctor, but I played one on TV.
I remember it. Someone's got to remember it. Okay, fine.
The line itself has become infamous.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a blank, but I played one on TV. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a police officer.
I get the hint, but we're starting off the set with someone most people probably knew because of celebrity rehabs or him in the National Enquirer. Or maybe
just from the Partridge Family.
Yes, Danny Bonaducci. Radio jock, I think, extraordinaire somewhere. He actually sang, I'll Be Your Magician, right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Bring to the hard times.
70s with Mr. Chad Everett. And no, that's not dated from the 70s at all. No.
Not even a little bit.
No. Chad Everett doing the Bee Gees Nights on Broadway.
And just because I realized after we went to play songs that we forgot to mention, when he was, I'm not really a doctor, I play one on TV.
Yes.
He was Dr. Joe Gannon on the medical drama, what was it called?
Medical Center. And I've noticed it's on DVD, actually, on demand, on a website. So if you actually want to see what he was like back then, he was pretty...
It's out there.
Yes, he's a pretty good-looking guy. I don't really look at guys, but you know what I mean? It's just, you know, he was a heartthrob back when he was on Medical Center.
And, yes, he was.
And then he just tried to croon, and, well, you've heard
He's
the
not
results.
A crooner.
No.
And, mind you, that wasn't exactly a crooning tune.
No, it's more of a, I don't know, the Bee Gees didn't really disco-fight it, but apparently Mr.
Everett
did.
That was kind of, not even disco-fight, it was kind of lounge lizarded.
Speaking
of lounge lizards, what are we playing next?
Oh, well, just a minute, we had Danny Bonaducci, and I'll be your magician.
He should play drums, not sing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, my name is Starf Dude.
I'm Daffodilly. This is Cheese, Please.
And we're continuing with our Celebrity Slip-Up special with two Berts.
And neither one of them are from Sesame Street.
Well, two. Hey, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Actually, technically, we're going to have three Berts, but we'll talk about the other one later.
I'm Ernie. Hey, Bert. Come on. Cheese, Please, Bert.
No.
What?
No.
What?
Coming up, we got Bert Convy.
Bert Convy, known for many, many different game shows throughout the 70s and 80s. Before he passed away in 1990-1991 era, he hosted Win, Lose, or Draw. But at one point, he decided to try to do a record back in the 50s called The Gorilla. But what?
But we're starting with...
Oh, I need you to tell me these things. A more famous Bert...
You need me to tell you to talk faster.
Yes. A more famous Bert, known for the Smokey and the Bandit movies. What else? Many other...
Posing almost completely nude in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Yes, and not getting along with Lonnie Anderson, eventually ending in a divorce. Who would that be, Daffodil?
Bert Reynolds, yes. Singing I Didn't Shake the World Today, right now on Cheese, Please.
I didn't shake the world today, did you? I didn't find out anything that's new. I just got out of bed and washed the evening from my head and took a walk for lack of something else to do. Stopped a couple times along the way to pick up some reminders of the day. A walking stick, a flower picked, a girl beside the road with pockets full of time and stories never told. Da, 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 da. The sun was shining, climbing up the sky. We caught a couple jet planes sneaking by. Thinking while we's walking, let our feet do all the talking, and we said the nicest things and let the miles roll by. We didn't shake the world today, it's true. I hear it's getting very hard to do. Tomorrow is another day, forgive me, but it's true. I didn't shake the world today, did you?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Those words were spoken by an electronic computer.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer to. I'm half crazy, all for the love of you.
We were out of school with nothing to do, so we jumped in my car and went to the zoo. Having lots of fun just walking around, looking in the cages when I heard a funny sound. Somebody yelled and one began to shout. I turned around and my eyes bugged out. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place. Fiery red eyes and a big ugly face. Chip, 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 chip. Gorilla. He climbed on a bus and he rode downtown, stopping all the traffic for miles around. He heard some music coming from a record shop, jumped off the bus and he started to pop. He's out of his cage, he's on a rampage, swinging his arms all over the place, dancing rock and roll with a grin on his face. Chip, 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 chip. Gorilla. He heard some music coming from a record shop. He jumped off the bus and he started to bop. He stopped his dancing and looked up in the sky. A flying purple people leader was flying by. He reached up and grabbed him and he ate him whole.
Oh, gorilla.
Keys, please. Oh, that's a different one. Oh,
I kind of like that. Of everything we played so far, that would be kind of my favorite.
Bert Convy, known, as we mentioned before, game show host. I think he hosts Password at one time, and gosh know what,
goodness knows what else.
Thank you for filling that in, because I didn't know
what
to say.
Your tongue was stuck to the roof of your mouth. You've been eating too much peanut butter.
Yes, I have. I'm sorry. And the gorilla back in the 50s, that's sort of around the same time as the whole, chipmunk thing.
And comedy songs and purple people eaters.
Yeah, around then, I think. And, man, he just sounds pretty good. He actually can sort of sing, but it's just such a cheesy song, it has to be here.
Where cheesy music comes to die.
What? What do you mean
cheese,
die?
Please, where cheesy music comes to die.
What do you mean die? It lives. It's not... It doesn't die. No.
No, we resurrect it.
Oh.
After it dies.
Oh. Well, I suppose...
Bringing cheesy music back to life.
Sure. Yeah. I can't argue with that.
So now what are we going to play? Because it's the end.
Well, yes, it is the end. And the thing is, we're going to end it off with another Bert by the name of Bert Ward.
Better known as...
Robin from the 60s Batman TV series. Apparently, everyone else was recording an album.
And they made him do it, too.
Or a record, that's one way to call it. But the thing is that he couldn't sing.
And he knew it.
Yes.
And rather than trying to fake it, he did this.
Yes, he just basically narrated things.
That's okay, it works for us.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, we're ending off the show this week, our Celebrity Slip-Up special, with the Teenage Bill of Rights. Until next week, folks.
You're Snarf Dude, I'm Daffodil. This is Cheese. Please have fun and stay cheesy.
Fellow teenagers of these United States, it's time we got together and set the record straight. The spotlight of publicity is on the bad kid and the hood. You seldom hear or read about the thousands that are good. I don't say we should march all day or picket every night. I simply propose the following, a teenage Bill of Rights.
One.
Nothing we do should go unnoticed, not even the smallest deed. And no one should even question our color, race, or creed.
Two.
We should be recognized as leaders of tomorrow. It just just a small minority who go on causing sorrow. Love us more and more, 'cause love gives us the strength we need to open any door.
Four.
We want the right to listen, the right to disagree. After all, in your Bill of Rights, it says all men are free.
Five.
Well, let us think for ourselves, to have a mind of our own. The day may not be too far off when we'll have to stand alone. The guarantee that if we fight again, our sons, when they are 18, will not be fighting men.
Seven.
We'll work our heads off every day and every night. Just give us what we ask for in our teenage Bill of Rights. We only ask for seven, though we know that you have 10. But should we need the other three, you'll hear from us again.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.